Everyone's gathered for the Daily Miracle. Here's your microphone.
And now from the Bamboo Peace Palace in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, inside the George Carlin Memorial Studio.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to another Flower Power Hour with Ken and MJ.
Make a trip back in time.
Oh, Lord,
give me the chance.
Beep, beep. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Yeah!
Thanks to John Baker for the intro.
And thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ken Rundle.
And I'm MJ.
Hi, this is Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and VTO.
This is Fito de la Parra from the Can Heat Band.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Roger Earl of Fokker and formerly of Savoy Brown.
And you've got the Flower Power Hour.
I just want to make love to you in the summertime, or anytime, really. So I've been waiting in the bamboo grove since last Sunday morning. But my love isn't kind. She's a little bit of everything else, though, and she's a fool for the city. But baby, please don't go there. If you're gonna be leaving again, let me and my driving wheel take you to the promised land. We'll be driving on in a slow ride, punctuated by great balls of fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Goodness, your wreck is just quitting balls of fire. I let that love hold up.
I'm Ken Rundle. Joining us on the Flower Power Hour is legendary British musician, ex-Savoy Brown member and the drummer, founding member, and leader of Foghat these days, Roger Earl. Hey, Roger, welcome to the Flower Power Hour.
Can I go now?
No, don't go.
Can I go?
Stay,
oh, no,
stay
you
here.
All right, great. Flower Power Hour. Have you been to San Francisco and did you put a flower in your hair?
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Now the hippies were right, weren't they?
Yeah, and we still are.
Right on.
Foghat has a great new album out called Sonic Mojo. Blues Rock Review calls it one of the top 20 albums of the year. We're going to be talking about that new album plus your time with Foghat, but I'd like to start way back in 1946 when you arrived on the planet. I understand you grew up in West London, Hounslow?
Yeah, South West London, yeah. I spent the first year of my life in Teddington, which is not that far away. Then I grew up in Hounslow until I was 15. Then I left home and moved up to central London, West One. I was a commercial artist.
I heard that music was always encouraged in the Earl household. You had a piano in a small living room, and your dad actually introduced you to Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
Yes, he did, actually. It might have been my older brother as well, who was buying records from the Sun record label, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, early Elvis Presley. Yeah, there was always music in our house ever since I was a kid. Mum and Dad came from the East End of London. Music was encouraged, and dancing was encouraged, and having a good time was encouraged. About 2 or 3 months later, they took me to see Jerry Lewis in a theatre in Southwest London, and my mother said it addled my brain and I was never the same after that. Which is true.
Well, what groups or singers did you used to listen to back then?
I grew up listening to actually Johnny Cash, the Elvis Presley, Little Richard. Then when I was about 15 or so, I've been taking drum lessons for about 3 years, and I bought a drum kit with my own money. And then I discovered Muddy Waters. Probably one of the greatest records or live records ever was Muddy Waters Live at Newport, recorded in 1960. I think I bought it in 62. That was the start of my passion for blues and rock and roll.
We're going to listen to Muddy Waters' Baby Please Don't Go live at Newport.
Wow.
Baby, please don't go. Before I be your dog, before I be your dog, before I be your dog, I get you way down here, now make you walk along. Turn your lap down low, turn your lap down low, turn your lap down low, and I beg you all night long, but baby, please don't go.
Thank you.
man done gone. You know your man done gone. You know your man done gone to the county fall without the shackles. You brought me way down here. You brought me way down here about gold and fall, but treats me like a dog.
Absolutely incredible. Francis Clay was the drummer on that, and I could never quite emulate him, but I used to sit down and listen to it and try and figure out what he was doing.
Joining us on the Flower Power Hour, ex-Savoy Brown member and the drummer, founding member, and leader of Hog Hat these days, Roger Earl. Just before we get to your time with Savoy Brown, your brother Colin did some recording with Fog Hat, and he played for Mungo Jerry. Is Colin still alive, still with us?
Yes, Colin's still with us. He still listens to music and stuff, and in fact, he co-wrote a song on our new album.
When the wind is here, yeah, it's party time. Bring a barn and wagon rackles, it'll soon be summertime, and we'll sing again. Driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
I'm Ken Rundle. You got the Flower Power Hour. It's the Make Love Not War show, and I've got Roger Earl of Fog Hat with us on the line. Roger also with Savoy Brown for 5 albums, about 2.5 years, starting with their second album, Getting to the Point, plus Blue Matter, A Step Further, Raw Sienna, and Looking In, their 6th album. Kim Simmons passed on not that long ago, and you were still in touch with him after you left Savoy Brown. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we left Savoy Brown at the end of 1970. We didn't see each other for a while because we got busy, and also Kim got busy. Kim and I always got on really well, musically and personally. I don't ever recall like a bad word or any kind of aggro between the two of us. Mm. We enjoyed each other's company, and around 1976, we reconnected. He played out here on Long Island where I was living. Dave and I went to see him. After we finished, they invited him over to my house, you know, just to hang out for a while. And we got thoroughly trashed. We reconnected and we stayed in touch after that. And about 10 or 12 years ago, our manager got Savoy Brown on the same agency as us, Paradise Artists, out in Ojai, California. Mm-hmm. And so that enabled Kim and I to sort of play together from time to time. I would get up and sit in with him, and he would get up and sit in with Folkett. It was good.
That's great. That's great. With Savoy Brown from the album A Step Further, I wanted to ask you about Waiting in the Bamboo Grove. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, actually. It's an instrumental, right?
We'll be right back.
joining us on the Flower Power Hour, Roger Earl.
I always remember Kid telling, he wrote it in an article called Sunday Morning, another instrumental. And I called him up and I said, Sunday Morning, I don't even remember that. He said, yeah, I really like the way you played on that, Roger. And I listened to it, and it's like just a real straight ahead, jazzy, Latin kind of thing, which I put a bunch of percussion on and stuff. I'd forgotten about it, but apparently that was one of his favorite songs.
Digging the Flower Power Hour.
A milestone in the history of broadcasting.
Got Roger Earl with us from Foghat and Savoy Brown.
See you later, alligator.
From that album Looking In that Savoy Brown did.
I like on Looking In. Leave It Again. But that was on Looking In, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. That's an awesome song. 8 minutes long.
That was one of my favorite songs on that record.
I'm leaving again. Thank you.
I want to make love and not war.
Oh, good idea.
Don't you think?
The Flower Power Hour.
Brought to you by
the Lazy Old Magic Circle Dews Ranch and Collective Love Farm.
Groovy.
Take off your clothes and come on in.
Letting our freak flag fly with music by Savoy Brown, Mungo Jerry, Muddy Waters, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
And we're hanging out with drummer and founding member of Foghat, Roger Earl, this hour.
We heard Sunday Morning and Waiting in the Bamboo Grove from his days with Savoy Brown.
Plus a couple of Roger's early idols, Jerry Lee Lewis and Muddy Waters.
Roger's on the phone with us from his home in New York, and he stayed with Savoy Brown until just after the Lookin' In album.
And then after that album, you guys left Savoy Brown, you and Lonesome Dave, and you formed Foghat.
Yes, we found Rob Price. Auditioned a bunch of guitar players. They were all pretty good, but Rod stood out because of his side playing. It was fantastic. It very much his own style. He had a fantastic and vicious vibrato. Rob Price, I think, had a lot to do with Foghat's early success. You know, the way he played, he was fantastic.
We'll be right back.
you make my bed. I don't want your money too. I just wanna make love to you. I don't want you be no slave. I don't want you work all day. I don't want you to be sad or blue. I just wanna make love to you. I can tell by the way that you baby talk. I can see by the way that you switch and walk. I can tell by the way that you treat your man. Shame. I don't want you wash my clothes. I don't want you keep a home. I don't want you to be true. I just wanna make love to you.
I just want to make love to you, the Willie Dixon tune. Take us through how that came to happen, Roger.
Actually, myself and Dave and Tony Stevens would jam on that song at sound checks when we were in Savoy Brown. We would just jam on that sort of feel to the song. Then Dave decided, well, I just want the lyrics to want it. I just want to make love to you on it. But it never really happened until we actually got to work with Dave Edmonds, who produced our first album. And Dave Edmonds was the one who sprinkled his magic fairy dust all over that one.
Ken Rundle with you. It's the Flower Power Hour. We're talking with Roger Earle, founding member of Foghat. And in 1975, your first platinum LP for Foghat, Fool for the City.
That was biggie. We had two hit singles off of that.
Yep.
We actually decided to take time off the road. Tony Stevens had left the band, and Nick Jameson joined the band, who produced and stuck with us, and we've worked together since the beginning. And somebody had recommended this studio in Sharon, Vermont, and we went there, spent the day there, recording stuff, and in a big, huge wooden room. We had a really good time. We probably spent like 3 months on and off actually working on that record. I really, really enjoyed making it. It was a lot of fun making that record. A lot of the time, everybody played together, not all the instruments in the same room.